doors and chain with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and I really miss you. And I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Several things just to inform you. I understand I'm just informing the wind, but I'm going to inform you anyway. Today I did a hike. I haven't been out in a couple days because I've been so busy because we've installed another store. We installed another store. It was a little rough. Mistakes happen. I made them too, but mistakes happened, and of course there were several issues that were beyond us, and you know, some things that are caused by us. You know, little errors happen, and they're more than inconvenient. But everything's operational now, and you know, the thing that was so hard about it was a lack of communications. And once communications was established, things went well. Then that's communications is a wonderful thing. But again, I took a hike today because, you know, it's been stuck in my room. My room. Actually, I like to say my home now, my house, my garage. You know, I live in a garage, but it's a three-bedroom garage. But, you know, I mean, and I invite my family. But anyway, went to the store, a store that I, during the wintertime, I get eggs there because I can't get them from the farmer's market because there is no farmer's market right now. But this is where I get my eggs. And when I was there, I got in line behind two women with a 6-year-old girl or something nature. And sitting in the cart was a little child, you know, maybe a year old. And that child and I interacted most pleasantly. I mean, smile from ear to ear. It was a delight. And, you know, I mentioned recently how I avoid being around kids. And I wasn't. I didn't avoid it today. I was right there in front of a small child. What a joy. No, I'm not satisfied with the message because I'd rather have communications with my family and interact with my little kids and my kids' kids. But one other thing happened. I went then to Abundant Living, a store I frequent. They have a juice bar there, and yes, I'm addicted. When I was there, I was talking to a young lady, Allie, who I speak with frequently. She's been there for many years. She's the one who invited me to come see her perform at the local dance, and the ballet, and that I went a couple times, 3 times at least, because I wanted to encourage her. And we have, you know, a long-term relationship in that sense. So her husband actually showed up at the same time I was there, which was, you know, pleasant. And as he was leaving, he kissed his wife. Another reminder. Dorothy Jane, I want you back so badly. Anyway, one other thing. A week or so ago, I thought about, I don't know, a year or 2 years ago almost, I recorded a video that I called High School to Bilderberg, because one Saturday morning as I was walking, taking a hike, and I was heading to Cook's, and I saw a helicopter flying and landing, and I thought that was unusual. So I went and I saw they were doing a show and tell at the high school, right there, just down the street from Cook's. And it concerned me. Because it concerns me about how the next generation is being prepared, as in my kids. And so I got back and I ended up doing a video that obviously you have had for a long time. But since I watched it again last week, it was a reminder of saying, I said a lot of things in here that I basically stand with. You know, there were a couple things, a couple minor things I'm adding the overlays on the video right now because I'm putting that on BitChute because that's where I get my traffic. My plan is to put that on tonight. But it's, I said things like, basically all the wars that the U.S. has fought were false flags. Well, actually started with deception. False flag is a specific form of deception. So I used a specific term when I should have used a generalized term. But these are the minor mistakes. The general concept I stand by. And once I listened through it a week ago, I realized that I stand by it all. And of course, there's a whole bunch of scripture in there, and I put the scripture references in the overlays now. Yeah, and I'll put the links in. I'm going to publish the video hopefully here in the next hour or so, and then I'll send the email. So the email will be late tonight because, you know, who cares? I think it's important because I don't know why, as I mentioned before, when I think a week or so ago, I mentioned that when I first did the videos and I put them, especially on BitChute, I was getting maybe 10 views a month. You know, it wasn't a big deal because I don't promote that. I have promoted a little in the sense of now on my website, I do have the links. I'm not a high traffic guy. But I'm not getting 10 a month now. I said I was getting 10 a day, but no, it's well beyond that. I'm getting a couple dozen a day or more. So it's not 10 a month, but hundreds a month. And I don't know. I have no idea. You know, because the objective here is not popularity. I don't need to reach the masses. I need to reach those that the Lord wants to hear that I can encourage. Because my fundamental objective here is to encourage. I have become such an advocate of encouraging. It is vital. It is essential. And I want to set the role model for my kids. And I also want to provide a reasonable dialogue. The one I did last week is Manning the Next McCorvey, which was actually the fourth installment of that. I really think if you look at the content of that, the content is becoming deeper and has a lot more merit. And this one that I'll put on now is it concerns me because culturally it's not accepted to have a rational dialogue, to look deep into a subject. It's give me a throwaway line, make me laugh, and listen to authority, not listen to the Lord. I want to get this to my kids. And if I can't get it to my kids, I want to get it to like that little baby I saw in the cart in front of me today. I want to get it to somebody. And, you know, I don't get much feedback. But what I have gotten, I'm most pleased about. Again, I have a friend in Utah who's a Mormon. A friend who's a Mormon who I have no reason to think he's going to change his ways and bow down to the Lord Jesus Christ, not their make-believe version. but I'm going to try to share love to him. Just as I saw my friend Mike today, well, I didn't. I went to see him to check up on him. He wasn't there, unfortunately, but he called me later. Because I have a relationship with this man, because we communicate, there's no evidence whatsoever he's a follower of Christ. But I'm called to set this model, to love my neighbor as myself, to treat him as the Samaritan, because I don't know. I don't see any evidence of it, but I don't know whether the Lord will say, I'm going to redeem him, and I'm going to use you to prepare that way. This has become a long message that I know no one will listen to. I love my family, especially in love with my wife, and oh, do I miss you, Dorothy Jane. You have no idea the ache, but I love you.